Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Mem Zayin, 547. The Isser, the Lo Saseh, related to the mitzvah of Ma'akeh. If you remember, the Psukim tell us, here in Kisaisik, Kisivna Bayis Chadash, when you build a house, Yasisa Ma'akeh L'Gagecha, and you build a Ma'akeh, a fence around your roof, Alo Sasim Damim B'Veisacha, do not place Damim in your house, Ki Yipol HaNofel Mimenu, because the Nofel, the person is going to fall. Last time we spoke at length about the Hashkafa behind the mitzvah, the themes behind the mitzvah, hashgacha versus self-protection that a person must have. We read the Igros HaRambam, the Kates Katsuv L'chaim, with the Arachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Vayeshev, and other related issues. A couple of other hashgachic points related to these two mitzvos, the mitzvos of Ma'akeh. Interesting, in the Mayana Shel Torah, they quote, relating to the previous mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, which we mentioned then, brings Harichas Yomim, as the Pasuk says, Afal Pisha Kayemes Mitzvah Shiluach HaKan, V'Torah Hivtichol HaHarichas Yomim. Even though there's a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, and the Torah promises Harichas Yomim, still, don't think that if you have that promise fulfilled, then you can do whatever you want. No, as the Chinuch said last time, yeah, still subject to natural forces, and yes, there's arichas yamim, but lav dafka, that's going to protect you from natural occurrences. The Gemara Kiddushin, as we know, even says that arichas yamim might not mean in this world, it means in the future world, right? Liyom Shekulo Arach. The Nitziv on this pasuk also makes an important comment where he talks about Kisivna Bayis Chadash. Quotes from the Sifri that the mitzvah applies even to an old house, right? Even not only a new house that you built, but even if it's an old house, if you yarshin a house, if you buy a house, also the mitzvah applies. So why does it say Bayis Chadash Dafka? V'adach Siv Bayis Chadash, says the Nitziv. Mishum balalam deinu, the habona bayis chadash royli yasta al dvar mitzvah betchilasa. Because the hint is, you have to start everything that you build with great kavanas, l'shem shemayim. And royli yaseid it al dvar mitzvah. V'hachi mevuar, bizohar parshas mitzorah. Also a zohar in parshas mitzorah, which we'll look back at in a second, relating to another section there. And then it continues and says, "Mishum hachi tziv Hashem l'hachin beisav b'mitzvahs ma'akeh." That's why, right when you build a house, so then you can build up the ma'akeh. Why doesn't it say this by mezuzah? V'hadlo k'siv came b'mitzvahs mezuzah. Why doesn't it say ki tziv ne'bay yischadosh uchsav tamal mezuzahs beisecha? Dafka says it by ma'akeh. Mishum, and this is a chiddush of the Nitziv, machlokas. Mishum de mezuzah eina tluya bebinyan bayis kolkach. Mezuzah isn't really tully on the building of the house. Mishum de misha ein lo mezuzah rashay ladur b'lo mezuzah. If you don't have a mezuzah, you're allowed to live in the house? Yes. Raksha alav mitzvahs likvah mezuzah kishayasig. But you only, when you can get a mezuzah, that's when you have to put it up right away. Look what I wrote in the Hemek She'ela. Ma she'en kein b'makeh, tali b'binyan abayis. But he says makeh, right away it kicks in. To aser ladur b'li makeh. Mishum hachi shayach yosher l'chadish beisav mitzvahs makeh. That's why he says it here. Again, that's really an issue in Ilchus Mezuzah. But that's what Nitziv says here, alluding to the fact that right when you start something, that's when you have to do a mitzvah with it. And he says, look back what I wrote in Parshas Mitzorah. So if you look in Mitzorah, the pasuk says, as we know, Tzaras applies to three items, a person's body, a person's clothing, and a person's house. The pasuk says, "Vaydabar Hashem Moshe Aharon Lemar ki Savo al Aretz Kenan Asher Ani Nosen Lachem Lachuza." When you come to Eretz Yisrael, when I give you Eretz Kenan, Venasati negat saras veiseras achuz aschem, and I will give you an negat saras. And Chazal is bothered already. What do you mean venasati? And I will place. I will give you. What saras is a present? What does it mean nasati? So Rashi quotes besora hilahem shana goyim ba'im aleim. It's a besora. It's a good thing. Why lefishit minu emoriim matmonio shozav bekiras bateim? Because the emoriim hid their treasures in the walls of their house all 40 years. So you saw by midbar vayidea nega note tzavaisu motzan. And this is the way that you're going to find it. So it's a present. Doesn't saras come as a punishment? Yeah, so it's a little blessing in disguise. The Ramban on the Pasuk says, Lirmoz kiyad Hashem astazos, lo teva kla. Why does it say v'nasati? Rashi quotes it as a matana. The Ramban doesn't want to say that because it's a punishment. V'nasati means Hashem is doing it. V'nasati just always means Hashem is actively involved in giving it. Still, says the Hemek Dov, v'lonas yashi b'zeh. But the Ramban's correct, but I don't understand why then. Madu alo nechtav zeh halashem bebegadim. Shagam sham enu el apela. Begadim also, tzaras habeged, is also a pella. And that's earlier in the Torah. So why doesn't it say it there? That's why Chazal say, Bisora. And then he quotes the Zohar that he alluded to in our pasuk as well. The Zohar asks, am I being a dafka avanim achiros? If it's a Bisora just to find the new treasures that Bnei Yisrael didn't know about, so why is the halacha that after you take off the stones and you take out the treasures, you have to put in new stones? Why can't you use the same stones? You already found the treasure. Because when you build a house, they built the house with avodah zara and tumah. When you're taking out the house, you find you're taking out the treasures, but then you have to rebuild it. Betorah ubikdusha v'im lo kein. And if not, if you use the same stones that they use, midbak bo ruach tumah umikoshik and kananiim she mitchila banu l'shem tumah mishem hachi hi matana she is katza tumah me'abayit. It's a gift from God to make you switch the stones so your house could be built. Bikdusha v'tarin. And in the footnote here, they quote the language of the Zohar, obviously translated into Hebrew. Kenaniim over the avodah zarahim, v'dveikim kulam yachad baruch tumah shel avodah zara, v'yabonim binyanim l'demoseyem l'tzavoseyem, and everything in their house had to do with the avodah zara. As we know, the seven nations, they symbolize that. V'kasher eschilu livnos hayomrim l'shem ma bonim, we're building this l'shem the God. V'kivan shenigzar b'fihem, nizkar b'fihem, Allah alav ruach tumah, v'kasher nigmura hamalacha baruach tumah nigmura. Kivan sh'alu Yisrael la'aretz, so once Yisrael came in, b'kesh HaKadosh Baruch Hashem had to find them a way, l'taher lahem, u'l'kadesh l'ma'aretz, to be purify their houses in the land, v'lefanos makom la'shchina, and to find a makom for the shchina. Shelo tishre hashchina b'makom tameh. And that's the way they did it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them a tzivui to take off the stones, find the treasures, and then you have to put back different stones. That is the netziv. Why dafka here? Ki tivna b'yis chadash, it should be new, just like there. Hashem is making it new in that circumstance. One final thought, a piashkafa, relating to this mitzvah, and then we'll get back to some of the halachas. That's the Ksav Sofer. Ksav Sofer, right here in our pasuk, quotes the Medrash Tanchuma. Medrash Chuma says, Habona b'yis chadash, keitzad tzarech levarech, kach shonu raboseinu. Habona b'yis chadash, tzarech levarech shechiyanu, kedei lasos nachas ruach liyotzro. When you build a new house, you have to make a shechiyanu, to give nachas ruach to Hashem. The question is, ask the Ksav Sofer, Pshita, shemavarech kedei lasos nachas ruach. All mitzvahs are kedei lasos nachas ruach. What do you mean? What does the Tanchuma mean on our mitzvah? You build a house to make a bracha, nachas ruach. Yishlomar delachora, says the Ksav Sofer, but maybe not. Maybe you shouldn't make a binyan, shachyan on a binyan bayis chadash, because it's empty. It's davar hevel v'rik. What are you going to do in your house? Ella, misha bone beso lekayem biasisa make, umizuza, she beso beisva lechachamim, vechadome, yafel olivarech, she siko hashem lekafech yeyu. If you're building a house in order to do mitzvahs with it, fill it with Torah and tefillah and chesed, then you can make the bracha. That's what the Tanchuma says on this pasuk. Yisiv nevayis chadash, make a bracha. Why? Because of all the mitzvos that are going to be done in this house. I think the last time we alluded to the discussion of the relationship between the aseh and the lo aseh. Tosfos asks in Maseches Kiddushin on daf lamed dalet amud aleph. We didn't read this last time, so we will now. The Gemara there gives the list of all mitzvos that are not time bound, and then therefore women are obligated. One of them is ma'akeh, our mitzvah. So ask Tosfos, you need a brisa to tell me that because this is not time bound, that's why women are obligated. Tema l'rebi b'chol hani k'siv lav b'makeh k'siv lo sasen dam b'veisecha. If first one, even though we say that's also alluded to include being magadol kelavra sulam ruua, haynu sima biyadayim mikol makom asi nami l'makeh darshi b'sifri v'asisa zu mitzvah sasei lo sasen dam zu mitzvah lo sasei. So there's a lo sasei. So what do you need to tell me that women are obligated because it's not time bound? There's a lo sasei. Uba aveda k'siv lo sucha l'salin u'bishiluach hakan k'siv lo sikachem al abanim im kein eich yu nashim peturos afid lo hemzvan grama. Even if it's my grandma, hishva kazam ishul ishchalosh shematora, says the Tosfos v'Omeri, and today is the losasei. Losasen dam beveisecha, says the Tosfos, a big limit, which the Minchas Chinuch quoted, tibikulu mishkachas buasei belolav. You could always find a case where you have to be mekayim the asei, and there's no lav. Ubemaka ein shayach losasen damim ella bebone bayis mitchila amanash lolasos maka. Losasin damim is only if you build a house al menas not to build a market. Avalam hayat bedaito la asos market. If you always had in mind to build a market, uliachar shebenao, and after you build it nimlach Osha Asa, Vinafau, Ain Shamela Asay, Divasizamake, and therefore women are pturos. You could come up with a case that the law doesn't apply. That's Tosfos's answer. Remember the Ramban's answer that the Ritva quoted in Kiddushin there, but it's the Ramban there as well, says, no, there's a big difference. By those Isurim, by those mitzvos, the Los Asay is just there to bolster the Asay. Uberamban tirates the Bahani Avagav the Ispahu Losase Eno Iker Elabasisha Bahem Velo Asa Losase El Kiyume Lase. That's what it's to give chizik to it. That's what the Ramban says. And the Rav Yashiv even brings a raya to this. He even brings a raya to this idea that you could have a Losase that's just bolstering an Ase. Tosas and Meseches, Chulin and Babasra discuss that Staka is a mitzvah that has Matan Schar Betzeda. It has a schar written in the Torah by the mitzvah of tzedakah. Usually the rule is, if there's a schar written in the Torah, then you're not allowed to be kofi, you're not allowed to force to do the mitzvah. Say, as Tosfos in Chulin and Baba Basra, but there are many Amorayim that forced to do the mitzvah. What do you mean? There's a, it's matan schar betzida. So Tosfos gives a couple of answers in each place. Rabbeinu Tam says, they weren't really forced. They forced them with their words, meaning they worked very, very hard to convince them. Rabbeinu Tam. Or the second answer of Tosfos is that no, by tzedakah there's also a lav. Because there's a lav, that's why. It's also a losase, not just an asay. Why didn't Rabbeinu Tam like that answer? So says Rabbi Yashiv, maybe the same idea as our Ramban. And that is that losase by tztaka, it doesn't stand on its own, it's just there to bolster the asay. That's why it is there. Okay. A major question in Lumdus, relating to the mitzvah of makeh, is how much is it separate? And again, we alluded to this last time also. We didn't go through all of the details. How much is it just to prevent sakana? Like we said, mayim achronim and hagala to prevent isurim, versus how much is it an independent asay that stands on its own? That also relates to our question that we just said. The question of the asay and the los asay. Some of those issues, the emek bracha deals with that issue in terms of how tall one has to make the Ma'akeh. If you look in the Emek Bracha says, relating to the shear, the Minchas Chinuch suggests that the size tfachim that you have to have, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch both quote 10 tfachim. Minchas Chinuch says that you need the big tfachim, the loose ones, because he always goes lechumra. And if you look in the Emek Bracha, he does not say, the Emek Bracha says this is not a mitzvah like other mitzvos. Says the Emek Bracha that this is a mitzvah about preventing danger. And if it's about preventing danger, it doesn't matter what type of mitzvah it is. If 10 tfachim, tight tfachim, do the job, that's all you need. Lani is daiti nira. Tahada azlina, the Minchas Chinuch says, in Os Yud Gimel, nira pasha, the sarach shiyu sochakos. But says the Emek Bracha, tahada azlina lachumra, b'shi'urei tfachim, ba'amos, ein ze elba makam tibinan din shir. You need a shir, amos of a sukkah, a mavui, kilayim, avamada be'inan, gova asara b'ma'ake, ein ze klal mishum din shir mechitza. Not a din of mechitza. And therefore, I don't think the Minchas Chinuch is correct. But this, the Machlokes, which we didn't mention last time, has to do with how much do you view this Asay and Los Asay as linked to each other? Is the Sakana front and center? Is there a major connection between them? Or is there no? There is an issue of Los Asay, Los Asay and Dabim Vesecha, but the Asay can stand on its own. Good. There's even a Shibali Haleket, which the Rav Shlomo Zalman can't even fathom. Shibali Haleket in Simen Kuf Pehei says that it's usur, just like it's usur to be doreis on tzitzis, on a sukkah, also on a ma'akeh, because of bizui mitzvah. And Rav Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlomo and Halicha Tzitzis, it's a pella. What do you mean? It's a ma'akeh. It's not a davar dvar shel mitzvah. It's not even tashmishi mitzvah. So Shibali Haleket must assume that it's at least an extension of a mitzvah. Not just Mishum Sakana, right? Not just Mishum Sakana. So it's still a Chiddush, even if you say it's independent. It doesn't have Kedusha like Tzitzis and Lulav and Sukkah does, but either way, it's an amazing Shibali Haleket. Feel free to look it up in Simen Kuf Pei Hei. The Divrei Mordechai, if you look at Mordechai Elio, others mentioned it as well, I'll just read it from him. He discusses some Lamaisa elements where Makeh comes up. It comes up by any dangerous situation. Let's say he says, forget outside on a roof. What if somebody has a stairway inside their house, right? The second floor to the first floor. He says, is there a chiv to make a Makeh, a banister railing? He says, of course there is. Of course there's a chiyuv. This isn't a din in Rishus HaRavim, even if it's within a building and it's jointly owned. Everybody has a chiyuv. The gamba bayis meshutaf, chayavim adayaram livnos ma'akel madregos, kamo bayis hashutafim, shazunik reis Rishus achash al shudrim, vol shtei reshuyos. The kfar was harnu, and he says what's also included in this mitzvah. At least in the Losa say, Lasos make bechalonos habatim, to make bars at windows, so that children, lo yuchal katan lo hotzi mihem rosho, that is a chiyuv. The govam yulafachos asara tvachim, v'nago lasos begova shalmeter, you make it a meter, 3 feet, whatever it is, that's it. And then he says, kamochein, yesh li zayir. When a person builds a house, sometimes he leaves dangerous items in the building process. He leaves a bar pasuach, he leaves a pile of dirt that a person can't get damaged in. Also, he says, Yishchiv la'adam, if you have a swing set, or if you know of any swings on public property, as much as possible, Yishchiv la'adam livdok nadnei dos shel tinokos midei pam. Every so often, check the children's swings. Shachavalam lo yush chukim v'habragim lo ptuchim, that the ropes don't get worn out, the bragim, the screws are in open. One has to do everything that they can to make sure that everything is safe. That's included in this mitzvah. Again, it's a mitzvah to keep yourself safe. Is a mitzvah to make sure that everything in your house is also safe. Let's read the Losa Seinia. Not to leave anything dangerous lying around in our land. So people don't get hurt. And that's what the Sifri says. He says again, included in this mitzvah, on a Durabana level, the Sefer HaChidach mentioned in the last mitzvah, Harbe Dvarim, Asru, Zechron Lavracha, Kadeli Shamer, Minan Ezakim, Menamikrim, Veraim, Chazal Asard, certain items and certain behavior, so we don't come to Nezek. Shein Roy Lola Adam, Sheish Bodeya. A person who has intellect, it's not appropriate for him, L'sakein benafsho, to endanger himself. V'yalkein roi she'itin libo l'chal advarim she'efsho l'agia lo nezak bohem. So it's appropriate that he puts his heart to anything that danger can come out of. So one of the more famous comments that Chazal have related to this is Mayim Geluyim. Mayim Geluyim is a Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Tezayin. That's a simon in Yoredeya on Dvarim Ha'asur Mishum Gilui. But that really includes all dangerous food activities. Mashkim shen esgalu, liquid that was revealed. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Asrum Chachamim dechayshina shemashalsa nachash mehem itil b'hem eres. Maybe he dropped poison inside. Then the Shulchan Aruch himself says, based on Rishonim, based on Tosfos, v'yachshav she'ein nachashim mitzuyim b'neinu mutter. Mayim geluyim bezman hazem ikradin is mutter. There are no snakes that are going and drinking and dropping venom off. It is mutter. Even though, and this is an issue the Rishonim deal with, but they paskin lekula. The Taz discusses it here. Even though it's darash neser b'minyan, and even though if the reason doesn't apply anymore, why don't we say the halacha still applies? Doesn't matter. The Shulchan Aruch is mekel, just like the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah is mekel, based on Tosfos by clapping and whistling v'chulu on Shabbos. Another exception. Usually the rule is even if the reason doesn't apply, the din still applies. But there are a couple of cases, very few, and only if the Rishonim say it, they must have had a Mesorah about these types of cases, only if the Rishonim say it could we then say that the din does not apply anymore. But this is one of them, Mayim Geluyim. The Pesachei Teshuvah quotes that the Shlach HaKadosh and the Vilna Gaon were very makpid on Mayim Geluyim. One time the Gra had a headache and he realized, and he confronted his student who brought him water that morning. He realized that it was coming from Mayim Geluyim because the Talmud couldn't get to the real water. Okay, either way, this is the halacha. The Mata Yonah on the side of the Shulchan Aruch says it must be that in this case Chazal asserted it with the condition built in. The condition was built in. Right? If it's without a tanai, then fine, it stays even if the reason doesn't apply anymore. So then that's it. If you know there were no snakes, even in that time, mutter. Right, so it must be even in that time there was this built-in limit. So that one the Shulchan Aruch knocks out. But if you keep reading, there's another one that the Shulchan Aruch does not knock out. The next Sif Beis, Tzarech Lizar, again included in the mitzvah of Losas and Dam Veisecha on a Drabana level. Tzarech Lizar Shelo Lechol Basar V'Dog Biyachad V'Bnei Shekasha Letzaras. One has to be careful not to eat fish and meat together. because it brings saras. V'cheinein litzlos basar imdag. One shouldn't even roast meat and fish together, says the Rama Mishim Recha. V'yibadiyevet einu asur. And you have to wash your hands between basar and dog. V'yocha pashari b'intayim k'deil l'chotz piv, says the Shulchan Aruch. But this is the famous halacha of meat and fish based on the Gemara Pesachim, saras. So, did anybody get saras these days if somebody would eat them together? No, we don't know anybody got saras. But here the Shulchan Aruch does not make the limitation. Does not say that it is okay. That is why the minhag of Klal Yisrael is to keep this halacha, even though we don't understand the reason, even though the reason might not apply anymore, maybe nishtanu ativim, but may ikra din Shulchan Aruch right after the previous halacha of Gilui, but something changed 500 years ago. The Shulchan Aruch had saras. Pasha says no, but there was a mesorah that even though not, you know, this even though it doesn't lead to it, still we have to be careful. Again, this issue of fish and meat, again a topic on its own, but there is just one issue to mention, and that's here in the Pesachei Tshuva on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, and that is we know there's usually a concept of batal b'shishim. Bittel b'shishim, batel b'ro, batel b'shishim b'shur. What that's by isurim. What about when it comes to dvarim sha'asurim mishum sakana? Is that the same, more chamor or more kal? All three opinions you find in the poskim. You might say, well, it's not an usher, it's just Mishum Sakano, which was a whole chumra anyway, so of course it's batel. Or others say, no, this is sakana, chamira sakata meisura, so it's not even batel, even b'shishim. And others say, no, the Rama says that the same thing applies. Same thing applies in terms of bittel. But again, there are many different shitas related to that in terms of how do you relate sakana to isura. Again, there's a lot here in terms of Dvarim Shasurim Shib Sakana, but that's Simon Kuf Tezayin in Yoredeya. Okay, we'll stop here.